This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, but an old CEO that's been on our, actually a chairman, but the CEO of this company. We're talking about Terrace Resources, Inc., first time they've been on the show. You can find them on the TSX up there in Toronto. Their ticker symbol is TRA.V. And with us today is the CEO of that company and president and director, Mr. Joe Carrabba. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate having your time today for your audience.
You know, you was with me a couple of weeks ago with another company that you're chairman of, Winston Gold Corp, and now you are the CEO of Terrace Resources. If you would, give us just a little view of what's going on with the gold prices and the market, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, you know, on the macro side of things, when you look at gold, I mean, for the last decade, we've been stuck between $900 and $1,100 an ounce. There was really wasn't anything in the marketplace or worldwide, if you will, to really start the gold pricing market going again as it has recently. And, you know, we took off about a year, year and a half ago. And if you watch the market and you look at a chart, you know, you'll see the steady climb of gold. You know, we have hit $2,000 this year. It's backed off to $1,900 or just below that. But if you look at the price, and you'll see it starts and stops, if you will, but it continues a steady climb up each time it moves again and breaks another barrier to go with it. If you look at the macro side of the world, I mean, with all of the unrest that's going on around the world, it's not just in the U.S. where I'm at. Certainly, it's getting the highlights from the civil unrest through the political unrest that we're having now. But it's in every other part of the world, it seems like, if you watch the global news that's coming through. So I think you put political and civil unrest into one side of the category that goes with it. But I think the most determining factor for the price of gold is certainly the debt that all of these countries are building right now. You know, with the onset of the pandemic that took place and the government stepping in as they should, that's what they do to provide the stimulus and the social backstop for all of the poor folks that have been caught in this pandemic to no fault of their own. You know, governments are just racking up horrendous debts that go with it. So when you look at that, that's going on, and a lot of it's being held back right now as far as the other shoe dropping. You know, in the U.S. we have forbearance. Foreclosures aren't allowed until the end of the year. Now that may get extended, but sooner or later someone's going to have to pay the bill for all these unfortunate foreclosures that go on. And countries are looking at gold. If you look at the World Gold Council's website, they keep a pretty good count of inflows and outflows. And there's a lot of gold being purchased right now from central banks across the world to shore up their currency as they see hyperinflation coming. And there's a lot of personal purchasing of gold as well that people are putting a little bit away in their portfolio that goes with it. So I think the horizon is very, very good for gold. I mean, unfortunate, if you will, for the world, but it is counterintuitive for the way the markets go. And I think we're strong well into the next few years as we move forward.
Terrace Resources, where is that located at? Is that out in Imperial County?
Yes, that's our flagship property. It's called Cahulla. It's C-A-H-U-L-L-I-A. It's in Imperial County, California, south of Palm Springs. We're on a Native American Indian reservation and on private land that goes with it. This project dates back into the 90s. A number of companies have held it. And a number of large companies have certainly put exploration holes in it and looked at it as well. It was gathered up by Terrace a few years ago. A little more drilling has taken place on it, but there is a 43-101 on it right now with 1 million ounces of gold in the inferred category and 11.9 million ounces of silver. So this is it'll be an open pit. It'll be a combination of a heap leach and a sulfide deposit that will need a mill in it eventually. But it's strategically in a very good location in Imperial County that has a number of mines, heat leach mines in it. The Mesquite mine that Equinox owns is in Imperial County, for example. So it is a mining county, even though it's in California.
And how did you get involved with the project?
We got interested in it. Peter Legere, the former CEO, is out of Calgary. Murray Nye, the CEO of Winston, knew Peter well, introduced him to me. Murray and I went down about a year and a half ago and visited Peter at the project and spent a few days on site and really liked what we saw. With that, we followed up with Peter in December. And this project is going to be a very large project, and Peter asked if I would take it over at that point in time. So this January, I agreed to that. I took over. Peter is still on the board and does a fabulous job. He's the encyclopedia for the company, if you will, and does all the back office as far as our filings and everything. So we're very fortunate to have him retained on the board, and we work together very well. But just as the story follows, again, the data was stale. A number of people had been in it, if you will. I hired two very good geologists, Toby Mancuso, that was with Kennecott for years, who's also on the board, and Stephen Craig, who's got a good reputation in the industry. And they've been in the project a long time. So we had to restart and just rebuild the database, if you will. There was, again, a number of companies in this thing. And as we did that, it took 6 or 7 months. We've just completed that work. We did put a press release out on it. We cannot put any numbers out on the fines, though they were positive, until we can do a new 43-101 or refresh the 43-101.
Right, right.
We've just engaged the resource modeler and the qualified person to rewrite the 43-101. That should take probably into December. Everybody's busy to get that completed, and I think it will be some exciting news for us and the market as we go forward. But we've got our act together now, if you will, and we know we feel very confident we can grow the deposit. But strategically, now that we have this database and a much better understanding of the geology, the money that we will raise in the future to drill strategic holes will be to tie the model together much closer, if you will, and expand the resource. We've still got a lot of land and a lot of areas which in the contiguous boundaries of the facility that we can go ahead and grow with.
Two questions, and then I'll let you go. One is, can you give me a status of what's going on with the project? And two, are you going to do anything with this project, is what you're doing with the Winston Goldcorp project there in Montana?
Sure. As I say, the status is certainly to get the 43-101 refreshed. Again, that's our focus right now. I'm also starting to engage engineering firms to look at going into a pre-feasibility study as well. I think that's the next step, if you will, to really move this project forward. And also, we would look at some drill holes up one of the major faults that we have. Look at areas where we can get some good tonnage on some oxide ore, and start looking at developing the test heap leach project for the oxide. The way I see this going is kind of in two steps. The oxide will feed a heap leach pad to get started with, and that cash flow can be used then to develop the oxides, if you will. This is a big project. It may take more than a small junior company to participate in this, to really get it off the ground, but it certainly has fantastic bones, if you will, from a geological standpoint, and we're in the right area of the world.
Joe, on the drilling part, how far are you going down?
They're about, I'm trying to think, we're going down about 250 meters right now, trying to get some short holes in place, if you will, to verify more of the vein structure and get the continuity across the veins. But certainly we haven't bottomed out, if you will, to date. But again, the plan is to get that vein structure tied together for the continuity that we want. And then we'll start looking at some deeper holes on the different ore categories.
Joe, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview about Terrace Resources?
I think, you know, it's been somewhat dormant, if you will, for a number of years. We have very loyal shareholders that have hung in there with us, but I think we have a plan now. We have a strategy. We know where we want to go with it. I think the new database that we have is really exciting to have, and we can build off of it. But I think for the listeners, if you will, and the shareholders, we're moving forward at a rapid pace now, looking at how to develop this deposit in the most strategic and expeditious way that we possibly can. So we're not sitting on our hands a bit, if you will, and just drilling more holes. We've got a plan, and we're marching forward as quickly as possible.
My guest today has been Joe Carrabba. He is the CEO and President and Director of Terrace Resources, Inc. Look him up. They're up there on the TSX. You can find them under the ticker symbol TRA.V. Market cap around 17 million, stock price around 9 cents. Joe, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you're a very busy guy. You got like 3 publicly traded companies that you're involved in, and I really do appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you. It's always enjoyable to be on your show. I appreciate it very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.